The announcement today was between the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange. This is a really important announcement because it's basically an agreement that the FTG signed of collaboration with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in order to implement the codes of conduct and the pass-through of the penny per pound that are the central demands of the campaign for fair food.
Give us a little bit of background about why you were asking for a penny per pound more. What were you earning originally, and what might this mean then for people who pick tomatoes in Florida?
Well, basically, there are 9 corporations that are participating with us. Among them, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, and a few others from the food providers. Among them is Compass and Sodexo and Aramark. And what we've been asking for during this campaign, it's a direct payment of a penny more per pound coming from the big buyers of the tomatoes that would be then passed on to the their system, their buying system, to be passed through the payroll of the companies that are willing to participate with the CIW. That would be then translated into a bonus at the end of the week for each worker in each participating company. What that means is an increase that is not going to be an increase that stays the same. It's an increase that is going to be bigger as more food retailers that buy tomatoes from Florida join in. So we are, as part of that, continuing with the campaign, focusing on Publix here in this part of the country. And also at a national level, there are campaigns going on focusing on Kroger, also in the brands of Ahold, which are Giant, and Stop and Shop, and also in focusing on Trader Joe's. So it's basically a supermarket campaign. Right now, it's focusing on the supermarket industry more than anything. In terms of the code of conduct, which is an essential part of the demand, what that means within the companies is a new system that would be based on a complaint-based mechanism that would look into identifying the problems in the industry, within the industry, with the participation of the industry and workers from within, that would identify with us the problems that exist and then eliminate. We would work together in partnership to eliminate those problems from the agricultural industry. It gives workers the voice without being afraid of retaliation for basically reporting abuses. And this mechanism is intended to address those abuses with direct consequence for those who are committing them. And then that could take many different shapes. But basically, it's aiming to eliminate that. With that in place, we will see no ground for slavery to continue to flourish, because that system basically put a lot of focus on the actual labor practices.
And finally, Gerardo Reyes with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. When this gets implemented, how many tomato workers in Florida will still be operating under the old rules, and how many will be covered then under these new protections for pay and for working conditions?
Well, the Florida Tomato Growers Exchange represents 90% of the tomato production in Florida. And I mean, it's 90% at a national level of the tomato industry. This is going to be refined within a working group that's going to be conformed by East Coast growers and packers, the Pacific Tomato Growers and Six Health, and a couple of other small farms that produce organic tomatoes, Alderman Farms and Lady Moon Farms, during this season. The codes of conduct are going to be implemented in the entire industry, but the functioning, in order to make it, to create the model, is going to be primarily focusing on these companies that I mentioned before, but applied to the entire industry. And then in the next season, is going to be fully implemented and verified and like monitored in the entire industry as we develop this and refine this system.